We've just paddled through an area there where you can see some white ibis nesting, using that fresh lignum growth to weave their nests. And we had three eggs in each of the nests, so it looks like they're enjoying the time there.
And it's not just the white ibis that are enjoying their time on Lake Cowell. It's a beautiful day to be paddling across the largest freshwater lake in New South Wales.
So we're listening to reed warblers, Eurasian coots, purple swamp hen, mostly.
Hello, I'm Peter Doherty. Lake Cowell is what they call an ephemeral watercourse. It only fills after a significant flood event, and that happened last October when the Lachlan River and the Bland Creek overflowed. And with the water comes the birds, lots and lots of birds. I've jumped in a kayak and I'm following Malcolm Carnegie out on the lake just to see what's here. Is that the warbler?
Yeah. See that one at the back? Look, it's got its plumage out there. Fanned out.
He's a project manager with the Lake Cowell Foundation, a non-for-profit environmental trust which promotes the health of this ecosystem.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Any birds you're seeing this season that you haven't seen at Lake Cowell before?
Yeah, well, as we came through there and we just stopped partway through there, I noticed there were two Nankeen night herons, which I haven't seen since the last flooding in 2012. It was interesting to see them there, and lots of royal spoonbill around. There's even more here than I saw probably 3 weeks ago, I guess, so that's changed a bit as well.
And the magpie geese, do you usually get magpie geese nesting here, or here at all?
We haven't seen them here for probably since 1990, so that's a bit unusual, I guess. And there's a reasonable number of them here. They've been here since the flooding started. So, but interesting to see them out here in the lignum. Last time I was out here, I didn't see them out here. They were on the edge.
Lake Cowell is about 40 kilometres from West Wyalong in the central west of the state. It's co-owned by local landholders and the resource company Evolution Mining, which operates a gold mine on the western shore. The mining company funded the Lake Cowell Foundation back in 2000 to placate environmental groups which were opposed to its operation.
Lake Cowell itself is New South Wales' largest natural inland lake, so it's very important in terms of scale, but also obviously it's a significant bird breeding area, and it's got some really good examples of this type of habitat that we're in at the moment with the lignum and the river redgum, but also on the edge of the lake there's good banks of cane grass and that sort of thing, which are also important inland ephemeral wetland habitat.
It's an ephemeral lake. Can you tell me a little bit more about how often there are wetlands here?
There's no real average to the way the system operates. As you appreciate, the climate here is highly variable. So we have long periods of dry, and then we have fairly intense wet periods like the one we've just been through. So it's a system that changes a lot over time. It can be, usually when the lake fills, it'll have water in it for about 3 years if there's no further runoff. The last major time it was dry from 2001 to March of 2010, you know, that's a 9-year period that it was dry. So it's a very dynamic system, and everything else that lives within it's got to adapt to that.
Is it surreal when it's been in dry for so long and then farmland to be paddling over it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see it dry, and it's just such a barren sort of a landscape when it does, just as it does dry out. And I know in that extended drought period, my son, he was born at the start of that dry time, and he would often come down to the lake with me, and you know, we always referred to it as the lake. But then in 2010, when he was 10 years old, he was just gobsmacked when we drove up and you could see this great expanse of water in front of him. He couldn't understand how that could happen.
I can understand, because I'm finding it really hard to imagine it dry when it's just so much bird life, the trees and what, 1.5 to 2 metres of water that we've just been paddling through for a half an hour trip out to here in the Ligman.
Yeah, it is amazing. And but I mean, for the Lachlan River system and all of the associated wetlands and creeks, it's that's just the way it works. It's everything operates on a boom bust type cycle, and we're in the middle of the boom for it at the moment.
Malcolm Carnegie's not the only one interested in the boom and bust cycles of Lake Cowell. Birdlife monitor Peter Gell from Federation University Australia in Ballarat has been conducting bird surveys here since 1992. He's particularly excited about the magpie geese he's seen this morning.
Finished my survey just before and we saw 30 adult magpie geese, and delightfully we saw 37 goslings, and that's the first recorded breeding this season that I know of from Lake Cowell, certainly in the 25 years I've been coming up here surveying water birds.
Is that a pelican?
Yes, two pelicans. Whiskered terns. Nice male whiskered tern here, adult. We're here at the end of Lake Road, south end of Lake Road, which is one of the four transects we take. And we generally walk about 2.5 kilometres over 1.5 hours or 2 hours or so, surveying as much as possible all the birds we see along the way. And then one day we get out in the boat and we look to see what birds are breeding amongst the lignum and the red gum in the north and the west of the lake.
Well, you've been taking the same route for the last 25 years around this lake?
That's right. This is my groundhog day. It's come back to the same site and see the same birds every time. So I think they know me by now, many of them, but you know, I certainly know them. And quite often the same birds pop up in exactly the same spot that you saw a year ago or even 2 or 3 years prior. So you also get lots of surprises as well, certain things turning up unusually due to both local conditions but also conditions elsewhere across eastern Australia. As I said, if it's really dry somewhere else, then birds will come here. It'll be a bit of a magnet. There's a great egret further up there. Great egrets are a worldwide species.
Have you noticed any significant patterns over 25 years?
Yes, well, we've witnessed 3 or 4 filling and drying cycles, and it took us 1 or 2 of those to start picking up a regular pattern. There's a suite of birds that will come in at the first filling, and we're seeing those here now with the big floods from last October. So white-necked herons and musk duck. Quite often great crested grebe come in the early phase, and then you'll get dabbling ducks will come in, and slowly you'll get more of those birds that feed on small fish and then larger fish. The pelicans usually take a while to come in after first filling. And then on the receding end, you start to get, as it gets shallower, great stretches of shallow water in which there are various wading birds like stilts. There's some snipe around at the moment, being summer. And the like, and you'll get very large numbers of those, plus avocets and dotterels and red-kneed dotterels as well in the shallows, and then it recedes right back, and whereupon it actually becomes quite salty when it's very shallow and a much lesser extent than it is at the moment. So we see them as fairly predictable patterns, plus you get the seasonal variation, so you'll get international migratory birds here like sharp-tailed sandpipers will come in summer. And we've even had double-banded dotterels across from New Zealand in winter. So it expands and contracts dramatically, and ultimately one year I found a pool that was about 10 metres long and about 5 metres wide, and that was Lake Cowell. But other times like this, it's you can see it's a giant freshwater lake, and it's just brimming with water birds and fish, obviously, because the birds, as you can see there, are diving to the surface picking up small fish. And there's a little black cormorant flying past, white ibis, there's more whiskered terns. So yeah, 26 species on this transect this morning. Galahs,